Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Arielle Johansson, bringing you the most exciting festivals, events, and attractions each week. This week's Destination East County has a rundown on 4th of July festivities throughout our inland region. No need to fight traffic to watch fireworks at the beach when you can choose from an array of venues right here in East County, where our cities and historic small towns show their patriotic spirit with parades, picnics, festivals, and fireworks. You'll hear about KNSJ's radio anniversary celebration at Mission Trails, plus we'll have a preview of some unique events coming up next week. From a firefighter's fishing derby to outdoor musical theater, twilight walks, a star party, and a super full moon jazz concert amid fragrant fields of lavender. So let's get started with Classic Car Nights, July 2nd and 3rd. Classic car shows will be held in El Cajon and La Mesa during the holiday week. The Cajon Classic Cruises rolls out on Wednesday night, July 2nd, down the city's main street for a salute to the military, while La Mesa's Back to the 50s Car Night revs up on Thursday, July 3rd, in La Mesa's downtown village. Both events run from 5 to 8 p.m. Congressional members Scott Peters and Susan Davis will speak at Party in the Park at Mission Trails Regional Park Visitor Center on Wednesday, July 2nd at 6 p.m. The event is sponsored by the La Mesa Foothills Democratic Club, celebrating its 30th anniversary. Area residents are also invited to join a sunset celebration of the history, the present, and the future of nature in the largest urban park in San Diego. There will be barbecued burgers and hot dogs, as well as the club's annual pie contest to be judged by the dignitaries. The event will include discussions with additional candidates and politicians, as well as presentations by Jay Wilson, Executive Director of the Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation. Actor Steve Hyman will portray George Coles, the founder of Santee, for whom Coles Mountain is named. This week's Dinner and a Concert series will be held on Thursday, July 3rd, instead of the normal Friday night, in El Cajon, and presents the Jack Straws Surf Band, performing Beach Boys tunes from 6 to 8 p.m. The city of El Cajon will host its annual 4th of July picnic and fireworks at Kennedy Park. The picnic begins at 1 p.m. with food, games, prizes, and train rides for children. Live musical entertainment begins at 3 p.m. with the highlight of the event, fireworks at 9 p.m. The city of Santee hosts its annual July 4th event, Santee Salutes, from 3:30 to 10 p.m. at Town Center Community Park East. This event includes live music featuring the 80s All-Stars, a patriotic ceremony, kids' fun zone with rides and more, and the grand finale, a dazzling fireworks display. Admission is free, though there is a fee at nearby parking lots, with parking costs supporting local youth sports leagues, or you can take a free shuttle service from the Costco parking lot to the event. There's something for everyone at the Julian 4th of July Parade 2014. The parade steps off at noon and rolls down Main Street from Julian High School to Frank Lane Park. Spectators along Main Street can expect to see the Stars and Stripes, with the selection of It's a Grand Old Flag as the theme for this annual patriotic celebration. There will be a lineup of antique tractors, a troop of dancing gypsies, a pair of high-stepping Percheron draft horses, World War II veterans, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts. Pre-parade activities from 10 a.m. to 12 noon include a gunfight and bank robbery, patriotic musical presentation from the Emerald Society Bagpipe Band, appearances by Julian Princesses, two flyovers by vintage aircraft, and remarks by Congressman Duncan Hunter, and the unfurling of an enormous flag by volunteer audience members. Post-parade events include an outdoor concert in the park featuring musicians ranging from the Mariachi Continental de San Diego to the Family Fiddle Camp Pickers and Fiddlers from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. There will also be a barbecue, live music, and dancing at the American Legion, plus the Julian Woman's Club Historic Quilt Show. Jeremy's on the Hill restaurant just outside Julian will host a backcountry wine pairing dinner on the 4th of July at 5:30 p.m. The feast will feature organic local produce from Sage Mountain Farms and wines from both Shadow Mountain Vineyards and Sierra Roble Winery and Vineyard, both in the Warner Springs area. Dishes to savor range from organic fried chicken with green peppercorn cognac sauce to a blackberry cobbler topped with caramel sauce for dessert. For ticket and reservation information, you can call 760-765-1587. In the southeast hillside of El Cajon and Crest, the festivities take place at Nancy Jane Park on Suncrest Boulevard in Crest for the 4th of July Family Festival and Parade. Live music by Cowboy Angels and other musicians begins at 8 a.m., with road closures beginning at 9:15 a.m. Then the parade rolls out at 9:30 a.m., starting at South Lane Park and ending at Scenic Lane, just beyond Nancy Jane Park. The parade lineup includes Grand Marshals, the Patriot Guard Riders for the military, the Ladies Lawn Chair Brigade of Crest, Pots and Pans Band, decorated antique tractors, motorcycles, floats, bicycles, golf carts, quads, along with floats, car clubs, horses, and fire trucks. Besides vendor booths and live music at the park, there will be food available for sale, hamburgers, hot dogs, drinks, snow cones, and more. There will also be a silent auction and a super raffle. Poway's old-fashioned 4th of July offers photo ops with Uncle Sam and President Lincoln, patriotic arts and crafts, Civil War reenactments, steam train rides, live music, games, food, and more from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free admission, and also check out the fireworks celebration at the Poway High School Stadium with games, DJ music, and fireworks from 7 to 10 p.m. The fireworks starting at 9 p.m. Fishing enthusiasts, rejoice. Take advantage of a free fishing day courtesy of California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Every year, they provide two free fishing days for people to try their hand at fishing. This year, those days are July 5th and September 6th. Fishing regulations such as bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, fishing hours, and stream closures remain in effect. On Saturday, July 5th, KNSJ invites you to our community radio station's first anniversary party from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the beautiful Mission Trails Regional Park Visitors Center. Come mix and mingle with our radio hosts and celebrity guests in a spectacular natural setting. Enjoy live music, Native American flute players, delicious food and drinks, stargazing, the museum, no host bar, and two stages of comedy acts and musical entertainment. At Wright's Field Preserve in Alpine, a flashlight series event, In Awe of the Stars, will be held on Saturday, July 5th from 8 to 10 p.m. Guests are encouraged to bring a chair or blanket and a flashlight to enjoy an evening of stargazing with guide Trevor Gardner, a local Eagle Scout. The group will walk into Wright's Field to take advantage of the darkness of the preserve for stargazing. The group will meet promptly at 8 p.m. in order to hike in together. This event is hosted by the Backcountry Land Trust. The new Mission Trails Regional Park art exhibit, A Softer View, features award-winning artist Catherine Gail Ackley. Each of her paintings represents a different way of approaching a topic, a different challenge, and an opportunity to create a softer view of the world. Next, an outdoor concert at the amphitheater features the Pomerado Saxophone Quartet at 3 p.m. on Sunday, July 6th. Kids Bowl Free Nationwide All Summer Long. Throughout this nationwide program, children ages 15 and under who are registered can bowl two free games a day all summer long, June 16th through September 13th. Each center has different days that they make available. Regular shoe rental prices do apply. In East County, Parkway Bowl and Poway Fun Bowl are participating. Please see our website for Destination East County for the times, the days, and the website. Now for a preview of some fun summer attractions coming next week. Lindo Lake Park in Lakeside will be showing outdoor movies at dusk on July 11th when Monster University will be on the big screen. You can bring a beach chair, blankets, and of course popcorn. The Santee Firefighters Fishing Derby is set for Saturday, July 12th at Santee Lakes. From 6 to 11 a.m., Derby participants will receive a free day permit, worms, raffle ticket, hot dog lunch, and free door prizes while they last. The Fishing Derby is open only to children ages 3 to 17 years. Adults can help bait and cast, but not fish. Loaner poles are available with ID. There is a pre-registration date of July 9th that is required, and you can register online at www.santeefirefighters.org. The public is invited to the 45th Annual Descanso Days Parade and Fair, held Saturday, July 12th. This popular annual backcountry event will be held at the historic Descanso Town Hall. This year's parade theme is Bonnets and Boots, with prizes for the best parade entries in several categories. The parade starts at 10 a.m., but the roads close at 9:30 a.m., so plan to arrive early. You can also listen to live music while you enjoy pit barbecued beef cooked by the master chefs of Pine Valley Mountain Riders. Just Friends will start the musical lineup with their bluegrass twang at 11 a.m., followed by Steve Hill and the Hill Country Band on the KSON flatbed stage from 1 to 5 p.m. There will be a variety of activities, especially for kids, including wheelbarrow races, an egg toss, and a nail driving contest, as well as a best bonnet competition for all ages. You can also try your luck at raffles, and a silent auction will be held with prizes ranging from bales of hay to a family visit at Disneyland. With the scent of lavender in the air, a golden sunset, and colorful fields of lavender as a backdrop, Gregory Page will perform at the Keys Creek Lavender Farm in Valley Center. The concert will be held on Saturday, July 12th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Guests are invited to bring a picnic dinner and enjoy an evening with Page. Winner of the 2012 San Diego Music Awards Best Jazz Album, Shine, Shine, Shine. Page performs melodies and lyrics reminiscent of the 1920s sweet jazz era as a super full moon rises to illuminate the night sky on July 12th, promising to be a magical night. Reservations are required. Kids of all ages are invited to join the fun and showcase their pets at the first annual Pet Parade and St. Adelaide Parish Family Festival on July 12th. At the Campo Baseball Field. The parade begins at 11 a.m., and the festival runs from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Parade entrants are invited to decorate a wagon or stroller for their pet, or walk with their pets on a leash, pet or pets. Pre-registration is required by 5 p.m. on Friday, July 11th, the day before. Drawings will also be held for prizes, including a half a steer to fill a freezer, donated by Wright Ranch of Potrero. The festival also includes vendor booths, an inflatable slide, and water combo, face painting, and refreshments. Santee Summer Concerts line up for their Blues and Barbecue Night on Thursday, July 17th, includes the Mercedes Moore Band and the Bayou Brothers with special guest Bill McGee. The festivities begin at 5:30 p.m., and there will be blues, barbecue, and a beer garden until 8:30 p.m. for this event held at Santee's Town Center Community Park East. Les Miserables on Mount Helix, from July 17th through 21st, a live performance. This summer blockbuster will be staged atop Mount Helix, July 17th through August 2nd, CCT is returning to Mount Helix after being away for 7 years. That's Christian Community Theater. Theatergoers will see Les Mis with stunning views of San Diego as the surrounding backdrop. Les Miserables is the world's longest-running musical. Discover a nation in the grip of revolution where convict Jean Valjean is on the run. hunted relentlessly by the policeman Jay Vert. For breaking his parole, he must leave his past behind and keep his vow to raise the young orphaned Cosette. But with revolution in the air and Javert closing in, Jean Valjean has no choice but to fight for his life and sacrifice everything to protect the people he loves. You're invited to join Mission Trails Regional Park Guides this summer for free Saturday evening guided walks in the park to learn about changes that occur as the sun goes down. These walks last approximately an hour and a half and start from the parking lot across from the Kumeyaay Campground entrance on July 19th at 7:15 p.m., August 16th at 7:30 p.m., and September 20th at 6 p.m. There's also an owl prowl that you can sign up for. Visit www.mtrp.org. That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at www.eastcountymagazine.org. If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County show on KNSJ, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County. See you around, East County!